This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But first, let's go live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley Nerona, the Relevant Radio Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. It's good to have you on. And I know the Holy Father talked about his recent journey to Thailand and Japan.
Well, good morning, John. Thank you. It is very good to be with you today. And indeed, the Holy Father just got off the plane yesterday. And so that is what the audience focused around, him reflecting on what the meaning of that trip was. He began the audience in thanking specifically the people of Thailand and Japan. He wanted to thank them for their warm welcome, and he spoke about some of the highlights of that trip. He mentioned that in Thailand, he met with the Supreme Buddhist Patriarch, and that in his visit, he was able to really encourage the church's support of the poor and the sick, especially through a ministry called St. Louis Hospital. And he also spoke about meeting with priests and consecrated men and women and bishops and young people. And of course, the outpouring of faith that he saw in the two masses that were celebrated in Thailand. And then he continued on to speak about Japan, about the motto for his visit, which was simply the three words, protect all life. He was able to spend time in prayer at Nagasaki and Hiroshima and to meet with survivors and their families. And he also spoke about his meeting with young people and understanding that he needed to encourage them to face the future without fear and to really open their hearts to God's love. And you may remember that I reported last week that in Japan, baptisms have gone down. The number of baptisms have gone down drastically, sadly. So, of course, the Pope speaking to the young people is extra pertinent. And he asked all of those who were present at the audience to specifically pray for the people of Thailand and Japan to grow in God's loving providence and to bless them with peace and prosperity. And he finished the audience with a request for all of us to pray for the people of Albania. Of course, after suffering a dramatic earthquake, as well as about 100 aftershocks. And so he entrusted the people of Albania to the loving providence of the Almighty, John.
Prayers to those people in Albania. It's funny, as you mentioned that, we're watching here in our monitors at Relevant Radio some of the devastation, some of the damage that's happening to our brothers and sisters in Albania. Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome today with a recap of the Pope's general weekly audience talking about his recent pilgrimage to Thailand and Japan. Looking at our church calendar, a couple of fishermen, they were brothers, Andrew and Peter. It's Andrew's yes. feast day this November 30th.
Yes. You know, I have to tell you that some of the relics of St. Andrew are actually right here in Italy, and they're in a town called Amalfi. Now, Amalfi is on the famous, gorgeous Amalfi coast. And the city is considered a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now, right in the heart of that city is the cathedral, and it's got this impressive, very steep staircase. But the cathedral goes all the way back to the 10th century, and those who've seen it may remember its very unique black and white brick style. It almost looks like it's striped. And every year to celebrate this feast, there's going to be all kinds of celebrations going on in Amalfi. On the actual feast day, there will be a band that will go through the town, and behind the band will be processed a gigantic bronze statue of St. Andrew himself. And for the last part of the ceremony, those carrying the statue, they run, they sprint up those very steep stairs of the cathedral. And of course, on top is a large bronze statue of St. Andrew that goes back to the year 1604. And it was actually patterned after Michelangelo's David. Now, in the crypt below the altar, then, is the tomb that contains the relics of the Apostle Andrew. And since the 14th century, it's been known that the saint's bones excrete a substance. They call it manna. And so every year, there are four times a year that the manna is collected. And It will be collected actually in 2 days, on the 29th of November, in preparation for the celebrations of St. Andrew's Feast Day on the 30th. And the people who come to celebrate will be anointed with this holy manna. So it's quite a wonderful celebration for this great Apostle John.
Ashley, as an expat, how do you and John celebrate Thanksgiving? I know you spend some time with the United States Seminarians at the North American College.
Yes, we do. In fact, and that's always such a pleasure because we actually get to be on American soil, so we feel like we're home for a little bit. And it is such an festive, very festive event. Imagine that the entire refectory of the North American College is absolutely packed with guests and all kinds of folks. Those who work in Rome, American bishops, expats, will be at the table with the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Calista Gingrich, and her husband, Newt, as well as the rector. And, of course, the Pontifical North American College has been forming priests for service in the United States since 1859. And it goes all the way back to an appeal by Pope Pius IX to start an American seminary in Rome, with the idea that men being formed in Rome could provide a clergy that have a special love and appreciation for the successor of St. Peter, as well as a loyalty to their own bishop. And so this is, of course, one of the places where I do my media training, where I teach my crisis communications and media training for priests. So I do feel like part of the family up there, and it is such a beautiful sign of hope to see these men who are being so well-formed for service in our church and are so dedicated to serving our church. And also, but throughout the city of Rome, there are other celebrations going on. In fact, the Hard Rock Cafe, for tourists who are going to be visiting, that's a great place to go because they're having what they call their turkey extravaganza. And some of the things on the menu, pumpkin dumplings, sweet potato puree, caramelized chestnut. It's going to be all highlighted with a show dedicated to Aretha Franklin. And families who want to celebrate at home, well, they would have had to order turkeys weeks ago because turkey is not a meat that is typical to find in a butcher's shop here. It is possible if ordered far enough in advance. So these are some of the ways that Thanksgiving will be celebrated here, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.